Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt announced Thursday that the Department of Justice did meet its burden of showing the entire document should stay sealed for the President Trump raid. Reinhardt ordered the redacted version of the affidavit to be made public by noon today. Derek Chauvin, a Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd, was moved to a medium-secure prison in Arizona on Wednesday. U.S. lawmakers continue to get the gall of the Chinese government. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, referred to Taiwan as a country in a passing comment with Taiwan's president Friday. President Tsai Ing-wen, when referring to the senator via a translator.
An important and close friend of Taiwan.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered the Russian military to increase the number of troops by 137,000 to a total of 1.15 million amid Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is the final week of the preseason in the National Football League. There will be four games played tonight around the league. Let's get more information on the FBI's President Trump raid legal proceedings.
A federal judge in Florida ordered the government to release by noon on Friday a redacted version of the affidavit detailing evidence that led to the search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Former U.S. Assistant Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, tells Fox News, a lot of things we're dealing with here are strange.
It's a very unusual situation. In a normal criminal case, the government does the searches and makes arrests at the same time because it's the same standard. It's probable cause that a crime got committed. This is the unusual case where they've done a search in the middle of an investigation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has discovered the first clear evidence of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere of a planet outside our solar system. The CO2, the compound humans breathe out, was found in the atmosphere of a gas planet, WASP-39b, 700 light-years away. Before the 2020 general election, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook Meta tells the Joe Rogan podcast the FBI approached Facebook employees and warned them of Russian misinformation just about the time the Biden laptop with all the dirty little secrets was left behind by a crackhead. Unlike Twitter, that completely censored the Biden laptop story altogether, Facebook took a different approach.
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. If something was reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false. The distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Friday to you. I would say happy weekend to you, because some of you will be here a replay of this on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Great to have you along with us. We've got Liz Peek, yes, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Well, always great to have you here. And I was thinking about this conversation, how we should open it up. And what came to mind is I want to lean on your Wall Street analytical prowess here. If you were measuring America as an institution, as a company, and you were going to recommend it, to your investors, what would you say about this country where it stands right now?
Oh boy, that's a tough one, because I so firmly believe in the underpinnings of this country, the values and the premises that made our country so fabulous. But is it in trouble right now? Yeah, I think it is. When you have 74% of the country saying we're on the wrong track, that is not a good sign. When consumers are unbelievably discouraged and depressed, even as the job market is incredibly strong, that is not a good sign. Bill, I think we've lost our way a little bit. And I think it starts with people wanting to undermine love of country. I think that's actually something that's taking place. Maybe that isn't the reason they're doing it, but all of this woke agenda that has permeated our education system, when kids are learning that Thomas Jefferson was a bad man, they're not learning that, yeah, he really was a slave owner, and that's a terrible thing. But in the context of the time, that is what was going on. And by the way, he created a country dedicated to the proposition that all people would be able to move ahead. This is a country that appeals to millions of others around the world desperate to come here. Why are they desperate to come here? Are we losing people to China? No. China's losing people to us, as are all repressive regimes. There's a reason for that. And the values and the attractiveness of our country are never taught to our kids. They're sort of instead expected to have inculcated. They're expected to know those essential virtues and advantages. And so all of academia is conspiring to make sure they don't overdo it, that they're not overly enthusiastic about our country, and that they are mired in all the negatives. It's very discouraging to me to see our history and our democracy under attack, which I believe it truly is. So if it were a stock right now, I'd say it has huge long-term potential, near-term problems.
Well, the long-term, but I'm with you. I mean, I believe in the people, but you have to allow the people to exercise their freedoms as noted in the Constitution. And when you have the leadership of this company, of this country, disclaiming the basis and the power of the people being able to work effectively for the good of the company, the country in this case, then you're compromised. And as you said, I agree. We're off track, and we've been off track just a little for quite a while. But that little over an extended period of time, as you know, gets worse and worse.
Yeah, and the angle and gets wider. It's true.
Exactly. And then what's worse is the leadership right now seems to be on a different agenda. I mean, they are doing everything they can to clobber this economy and the people and the producers of the economy. I mean, here at every turn, Joe Biden and the Democrats keep spending more money when we need to not spend money. And then where are we spending money? Where are we investing? Are we investing in the forgotten man and woman, the actual backbone of said company, said organism? No, we're pummeling them all the more.
Yeah, I agree with that. This war on success in our country is very troubling. It is corporations and successful entrepreneurs who, after all, provide the jobs that give everyone an opportunity that allow our country competitive advantages versus other nations, and have historically meant that we are the number one economy in the world, which we still are. Mm-hmm. So when you begin to, this administration, this White House, Joe Biden, constantly bashes American corporations. They're responsible for inflation. They're responsible for racism. They're responsible for their employees not getting vaccinated, whatever. But he's never run anything in his life, nor does almost anyone else in the White House, literally nobody. They don't know, as they say in the oil field, come here from Sikkim about.
You don't want to hear what my Mexican mother would have said about that.
Well, I mean,
it's the same. It's the bottom line. It's the same thing.
Yeah, they couldn't roof a house. They couldn't run a hamburger stand, and yet they have all kinds of views about how you should run yours. And more importantly, they're putting those into action with rules and regulations that, just like under the Obama administration, are scaring the wits out of people running businesses. They don't know which way to jump next. And
exactly.
Nowhere is this more profoundly obvious than in the energy industries. You know, here, I mean, I just wrote a piece for The Hill about natural gas prices, which are now double what they were a year ago. We're coming into the season where everyone will be paying attention to natural gas as opposed to gasoline, because we're going to be worried about heating our homes.
Exactly.
And the road trips are kind of a thing in the past, you know, whatever. Gas prices are through the roof. And what has contributed to this is Joe Biden standing up a few months ago and pledging to double our LNG exports without talking to the industry, apparently. Even the New York Times reported that, without having any plan for how we were going to do it, at a time when inventories were low, prices were already skyrocketing, had no thought whatsoever of how this might affect U.S. consumers. He just did it. And it's just so typical of this White House. They just don't get it. I mean, they think that, you know, that they actually, I think that the oil and gas industry is sitting on all this production, trying to make prices go up just to be mean to consumers or maximize their profit dollars. That's just not true.
Yeah, because that's always been their personality, Liz.
Yeah,
right?
Totally right.
I mean, they've
that's
always done
premise.
That, right?
Yeah. Right. It is so deflating, isn't it? And
it really
we
is,
have
yeah.
just one indicator after another that things are not going well. And so, you know, think of the logic of this bill. In the American, in the Inflation Reduction Act, what was it that was supposed to reduce inflation? Well, there were some aspects of prescription drugs that might reduce inflation. But the big thing that they talked about was we're bringing down the deficit, right? Deficit reduction, they equate with inflation reduction. So then he goes out and completely wipes out what is, to my mind, a fictional $300 billion deficit reduction anyway. Isn't really going to happen, but that's for another matter.
Yeah.
And decides to spend $500 billion forgiving student loans. Where's the rationale for that? What is that? How does that benefit inflation? You can't have it both ways, that spending is dangerous, but also not dangerous. You know?
Well, the same way is that the only way he could do this is if it would, you know, affect this executive order is in the case of an emergency. And yeah. 1 week he's talking about how robust the economy is, yeah. and the next minute he's doing this
emergency.
This.
Emergency. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And don't even ask who's paying for it. I thought Peter Ducey asked a pointed question. And the deer in the headlights look, I mean, that is a permanent fixture on the face of this administration, so sadly. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Liz Peek after this. It's just about 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite what some may think, witchcraft is unfortunately alive and well in India and the surrounding regions. The Tide Ministry is using our radio broadcasts to bring the light of Christ to these people who are entrenched in spiritual darkness. One listener recently wrote in to share his story. After a life of swindling his community through witchcraft, this listener found the true God through our broadcasts, abandoned his witchcraft, and said yes to Christ. What an amazing story of the power of the gospel. And a great reminder of how impactful it can be for listeners to hear about the one true God and his incredible love for the first time in their own language. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, and help even more people find freedom from spiritual bondage, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Liz Peek continues with us, the Fox News contributor, as she laid out the condition. I mean, look at Yeah, listen, I think one of the first conversations we talked about was about that movie. You know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right? And here it is. I mean, little did we know that this was going to be a constant theme with you and I. But here it is. The White House says something that's totally disconnected from reality. You know, the economy's doing so great. We got zero inflation and, you know, all this stuff. And then, you know, the people go out and go get gas and they go to the grocery store and going, what? You know, it's moving in the wrong direction.
Sure,
and so,
like inflation.
Yeah, exactly. And so, so they continue to defy credulity.
Yeah.
And, and you wonder at every turn. I mean, whether it's the FBI, this government, the IRS now. Well, of course, the IRS has always been, but now it's brought to the forefront because you're going to weaponize 85,000 new IRS agents, and they got plenty of ammo. I mean, just what you – boy, doesn't that give you the sense of security? I mean, we have crime in the streets, and we got IRS agents going after, you know, hardworking people, and they're going to turn them upside down to make sure every one of the pennies out of their penny loafers is shaken off their feet.
Yeah, it's actually very discouraging because clearly a lot of – middle-income Americans and small businesses are going to be targeted by that vast ramp-up in IRS audits and so forth, if they can hire the people. That's a secondary question.
Mm-hmm.
The people being targeted, newly targeted, will not be able to afford all the lawyers and accountants and all the helpful people that rich people can hire to help mm-hmm. them through that. But by the way, even rich people, I mean, everybody is being socked with unbelievable amounts of taxes, and particularly in blue states, where I live in New York, it's absolutely staggering. And, you know, people are leaving. I mean, people will indeed vote with their feet. So we've lost tens of thousands of people, high-income people, to Florida and other states.
I was going to say, we got about 70% of them down here in Florida. You know, we told them, just leave your politics at the border. Come on in. Have a good time with us.
That is a serious concern. I mean, that is really true, because I know people who now who've left New York and they're happy in Florida, partly because they're saving so much in taxes, but they can't stand Ron DeSantis. You know, they just can't bear his politics. I want to say, you're an idiot. You just moved to Florida to take advantage of his politics, you know? So,
exactly. And then you got the former governor who got the Democratic nomination, and he's telling half the electorate right off the top, you know, keep your hate with you. I mean, if you side, I mean, this is what if I can say this, I mean, this is what I hate about politics.
I can tell you're really wrought up, but just spill the beans.
I just cannot believe how arrogant and the hubris of Chris to tell people, well, you know, keep that hate with you, keep your vote. I don't want your vote. I mean, it's the basket of deplorables all over again.
Yeah.
And the thing is, again, this is a disease from the basket of deplorables and what Hillary Clinton, you know, enunciated about the Democratic Party. And this is also why Democrats are leaving the party, because they're going, they're too mean.
Was it James Carville or somebody said they were become the, you know, no, it was the late night comic, I think Maher, who said it's become the party of hate, and it really has.
Yes.
And I've never seen anything like it, where at the drop of a hat, if you say something that goes against their woke values, they'll dox you, they'll parade outside your house, and there have been violent attacks on people, and that goes completely unremarked by the liberal media, because they'd much rather worry about whether someone is, issuing a triggering sentence might, you know, hurt the snowflakes. We do sound incredibly crabby, but, you know, all this stuff is sort of part and parcel of the policies that this Biden White House have wrought upon this country, and none of them will stand the test of time. I mean, think about what's going on. For example, I know this is sort of an old story, but the Biden administration continues to completely ignore the 2 million people who are going to come into our country illegally across the southern border this year. Probably 1 million of those people will stay. And now the only reason that's actually made headlines in the New York Times and elsewhere is because a few are being bused to blue cities like New York City, which have welcomed them, rolled out the red carpet. They're putting them up in nice hotels, giving them all kinds of free medical help and so forth and so on. And they're complaining. Eric Adams, our New York mayor, is complaining because of the burden. What do those people think is going on in Eagle Pass, Texas, where exactly. they have tens of thousands of people every day in a pretty small town flooding into their communities, overwhelming their hospitals, their schools. How can Democrats continue to ignore this issue? I cannot understand it.
Well, of course, this is what gave rise, if you recall, to the MAGA movement. And Donald Trump,
yeah,
this was
yeah.
what solidified his nomination, because he said, we got trouble here in River City. It's called, you know, illegal immigration.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
boy, did the left lose their skull over that. But look what happened. He got elected against all odds. But, you know, it's like you said earlier, Liz, we have got to return. I mean, and you know this about business, is that any CEO worth his weight in gold, if he picks up a company and it's flailing, he's going to look at the history of the country and ask, you know, when were we doing good? When were all eight cylinders operating
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
And then take a look and see where we made a wrong turn. And as you said, we've abandoned some core moral anchorings that are the basis of this great American idea. You were talking about the Constitution. I don't know if you saw in the New York Times those left-wing academics. There was a Harvard professor and a Yale professor. Almost sounds like a barroom joke, you know. Walk into, you know. But and you'd think this is funny until you realize these guys are serious. They published a column calling for progressives to abandon the Constitution. Constitution.
Yeah.
They claim the Constitution is broken, inadequate, famously undemocratic. I mean, this is you know, the outgrowth. If you remember, Barack Obama echoed the same thing, and he was supposedly a constitutional professor.
Yeah, it's how do you undermine the country if you put all this stuff together? If you set out to undermine the United States of America, you would start in the schools. You would teach kids to hate their country. You would teach young people generally that all the premises, including the Constitution, all the foundations on which our democracy rests are broken, that they don't work for the majority of people, even though the evidence is clear that they do, that every person in this country has opportunity. I choose not to think that this is a purposeful attack meant to undermine and destroy our country. But I got to tell you, some days I wake up and I think, it's too perfect to be an accident.
There have to be
masterminds behind this, or at least off the George Soros types, trying to achieve one ambition. And, oh, by the way, we may have this outgrowth of increasing hostility to our country. Sorry about that, but it's really much more important that we get people out of jail, you know? I mean, it is that insidious.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they've abandoned the idea of people. It's not about people anymore. It's about things, Liz. And it's that cold-hearted. And it's hard for us as, you know, fair-minded Americans and people who love God, love their Bible, love people. It's hard for us to accept. But the fact of the matter is the tail is shaking the dog. It is a small minority, a loud minority of people. But this is where the silent majority can no longer stay on the sidelines. You've got to get in the playing field and push back. Because as you wrote about, you know, some Republicans are losing heart over all the insurmountable bad news about Trump and everything else. It's all one-sided. And again, you realize they're just flat-out lying to us. That is not the truth when you see how many of Trump's supported candidates have been victorious in these primaries. I mean, it's quite astounding. It's no wonder those on the left and the Democratic Party are so concerned in doing everything they can to try to kneecap the influence of this former president.
Yeah, and you just have to kind of put your nose to the grindstone. You have to give money to your candidates. You have to go out and vote. I'll tell you, Bill, between now and the election, every time I have a public forum, which is every day, thankfully, mm-hmm. I'm going to remind people that you have to go out and vote, because what we just saw in New York is when people stay home and they don't make their preferences known, the wrong
exactly.
people win. Simple
exactly.
answer, go and vote.
And you've got to be reminded, you know, don't lose
yep.
heart. Reminded of the good things. You know, it's kind of like that, you know, from Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. Lenny, tell me again, what's the vision? Where are we? What it's all about? Let's not lose sight of what the end game here is and what the goal is for we the people, the fair-minded, forgotten men and women that are being left in the dust and being robbed from, sadly, by this government that we have right now. Liz Peek, you're awesome as always. Thank you so much for being with us. Take
hey,
care.
Thanks for having me on.
This report
have a
brought
good day.
To you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The IBM Power Rankings with Watson and Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. This year, they will continue to expand and enhance their digital offerings with new features added to the U.S. Open app and USOpen.com ahead of the 2022 tournament, including a new favorites homepage that allows fans to view their favorite players currently on court. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Our partnership with the USTA has provided a unique opportunity to showcase the full breadth of IBM capabilities while bringing this iconic sporting event to life for millions of fans around the world.
To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt announced Thursday that the Department of Justice did meet its burden of showing the entire document should stay sealed for the President Trump raid. Reinhardt ordered the redacted version of the affidavit to be made public by noon today. Derek Chauvin, a Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd, was moved to a medium-secure prison in Arizona on Wednesday. U.S. lawmakers continue to get the gall of the Chinese government. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, referred to Taiwan as a country in a passing comment with Taiwan's president Friday. President Tsai Ing-wen, when referring to the senator via a translator.
An important and close friend of Taiwan.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered the Russian military to increase the number of troops by 137,000 to a total of 1.15 million amid Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Heuer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tuned in to Bill Martinez. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For some that may be listening to us on a delayed broadcast over the weekend, welcome. You now know how you can tune in live at BillMartinezShow.com, and we come to you every day, as I said, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now is Dr. Wilfred Riley. We've got a lot to catch up on with the happy professor. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Pretty good, Bill. Glad to be on the show.
Hey, always good to have you on. I know we got you up early, so appreciate you coming on to talk about you know, what everybody's heads are exploding over, this announcement, this executive order that Joe Biden announced for tuition forgiveness. You know, who do you see as the winners and losers in this whole thing?
Well, I mean, I see this as what an old coach of mine who also coached them wrestling used to call kayfabe, kind of a fancy fake stunt. Mm-hmm. The problem with what Joe Biden's doing is that it's openly unconstitutional. And I mean, I think under a lot of Democratic and even Republican administrations, we've seen some moves that were questionable. But my understanding of this kind of thing, I mean, a major legislative package that affects the schools, is that it's totally legislative. That means Congress has to do it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, my expectation would be, I don't know whether the state of Florida is going to bring this, or, you know, an educational union of some kind, maybe National Association of Scholars, the conservative profs. But that's not my area of expertise. But I would imagine that someone is going to sue to stop this almost immediately. So I think the goal here is kind of strategic. I mean, Joe Biden gets to stand up and say, you know, I am the good kind of left-leaning leader that took your debt away, took away $10,000 worth of debt from everyone with a student loan package. But, you know, the Republicans or the academics or, you know, the courts, everyone loves to criticize the courts, took that from you. So I think that this is intentionally way more strategic than it's being presented as being. I don't think Biden thinks that the government's actually going to spend $500 billion getting rid of a good chunk of student loan debt. I don't see that as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if anything, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, in terms of the cost of tuition, who kind of set this whole boondoggle up to begin with? I mean, the government decided to get involved in dealing with the cost of education, and all it's done is increase the cost of education. So, in other words, here they come in, they start the fire, and then Joe Biden comes with a fire hose and says, look at me, I'm putting it out.
Well, I mean, that for the listeners, I think your audience almost all knows that already, but that's what inflation is. I mean, inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. So generally, if you go into a set marketplace where people are already competing, I mean, you had a ton of colleges before the modern student loan era, and you say, we're going to subsidize the purchase of whatever the thing is in that sector. If the government does that or a coalition of big businesses does that, what happens is that the players in that sector then increase the price to match the subsidy. I mean, that's
exactly.
A rule in an economics textbook. So.
Right.
I mean, not to get too far afield, but we just saw this with electric cars. I mean, again, the bike.
I was going to say, that is a great example. You're reading my mind. Go ahead and finish that.
Great minds think alike, Bill, but no, it's a situation where the Biden administration and some Republican supporters this as well, honestly, they gave, I think it's a $7,500 proposed grant to anyone who wants to go out and buy an EV, buy one of these electric vehicles, which, by the way, are just powered by coal for the next 20 years. But if you want to make that gesture, they were going to give you close to $10,000. What happened is that the major electronic vehicle manufacturers, I know Tesla, GM, maybe Ford, all increased the price of an electric vehicle by between $6,200 and $8,500 within days of this coming
exactly.
out for various made-up reasons. That's what inflation is. They knew people had $8,000 more. So they said, okay, well, I mean, we'll give you a little of that, but we're going to charge you $7,000 more for one of these vehicles. And you're going to see the same effect in every field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is how this is playing out. And like you said, Will, our audience has, you know, the lights have been on for a long time. They're getting this. They're just shocked that there's no end to it. It just keeps, you know, stupid just keeps on happening here. And, boy, I'll tell you, if we can't get a hold of this government and return it into the rightful hands, as Donald Trump said, rightful hands of the American people, we the people, I mean, we're our economy, the very core of who we are, and this American idea is all in jeopardy, Will, the way I look at it. And I don't mean to sound so dire, but, you know, at every turn, the working class American is getting pummeled. And as if that's not enough, let's hire 85,000 IRS agents to torment you even more so. And they come not just with a number two Ticonderoga pencil and their computer aided software. They've got guns and ammo. You know, they are empowered in ways that you can't even imagine, and you won't until you come face to face with one of these knuckleheads that is happy to utilize his pistola and his bullets.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you watch that IRS training video that Thomas Massey from down here dropped, where you got, I mean, like the guy in the carbon fiber wheelchair and some number of elderly women and so on. I mean, the people struggling to use guns, and that's pretty representative. That was one of the elite training sessions for incoming IRS folks, as I recall. I mean, I will say IRS agents aren't exactly trained to the level of, you know, Navy SEALs or even an FBI G-man. I think that's mostly going to be some paper gangsterism. But the basic idea that it should be pretty nonpartisan, that you don't want to increase the size of the tax man's agency by 100,000 people, I mean, is clear to me. I'm not sure who the target audience is for a doubling in the size of the IRS.
Well, you know, anybody that makes less than $70,000, I mean, that's the low-hanging fruit. They're not going to go after. I mean, they tell Biden, says, well, we're going to go after those wealthy people. I mean, they got a battalion of attorneys. Do you think IRS agents want to go in and tangle with a battalion of attorneys? They're going to get their heads handed to them. No, they'll go in just like the way this whole thing started. They told everybody, oh, we're going after that top 1%, you know, those nasty people that are making all that money, so they deserve to pay taxes, and everybody everybody else said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the next year they said, man, that was brutal. We're going to go after the 99. They're much easier to go after.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. The biggest predictor of being audited is being poor. I read that in a business text once when I was subbing in a class in that field. Couldn't believe it. Looked it up. It's absolutely true. If you look at where audits are concentrated, you're talking about quote-unquote redneck and black counties in the South where people might make some mistake on the filing form for, like, their barbecue business. That's when the G-men come in. It's not and these aren't necessarily small businesses. I mean, you're talking about, like, Gates Barbecue in Kansas City was involved in one of these cases. If you're in that $80,000 to $400,000 range, or maybe a little less because there are five or six family members making up that figure, that's when you really have to worry about the IRS. And in fact, even below that, if you make a mistake on your paperwork, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, there aren't anywhere close to 200,000 billionaires in the USA. So if you double the size of that revenue collection agency, and every one of 200,000 agents is expected to pursue 10 to 20 cases a year, let's say, you're looking at millions of fairly ordinary people. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if somebody is doing pretty well who leaves right to get audited. I mean, I'm knock on wood. But that is what's very likely to happen. And your broader point there, though, is fairly important. When you said the government spending is dull, you know, we're talking about the IRS. People don't really think about this. But this is almost an existential problem for the USA. This could destroy the country. That's absolutely correct. Like, we're in a lot of very bad debt right now. Like, ex-girlfriend has the credit card level stuff. We're $28 trillion in debt currently, Bill. So when people start talking about all this stuff, like reparations, you know, I oppose as a conservative guy. I can see the pitch as a black guy. You can debate it. But the big problem is that reparations would cost $4 trillion. We don't have $4 trillion. We don't have any money. We're at negative $28
trillion. And counting. Yeah, this is amazing. Ex-girlfriend has a credit card. That's hysterical. I mean, you did cancel the credit card, right?
If I were in that situation,
that's my recommendation too. Number one thing, ex-girlfriend has a credit
card.
We cancel the credit card. We just got to figure out how to cancel the credit card from this government. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think we both just made that joke, and that is, I think we've gotten used to this really a series of administrations. I mean, this started with Bush and Obama working together to end the Great Recession. Obama really taking that into like 2010, well after the recession was over.
Oh, don't get me started. We got to go to break. Let's go quick. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
$29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518. Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're just talking with the professor offline here, and we're talking about, the one-party state of California, and we're looking at the numbers, how it's so dominated by the Democrats, and, for some reason, I remember the number 5, but that's not even a correct number as far as Republicans that are in the state legislature of California, because they've just overwhelmed the state in such a way, the Golden State, and that's why it's become the uniparty. Of 120 legislators, 40 senators, 80 in the assembly, you got 31 that are Democrats, only 9 Republicans. You talk about a supermajority. And in the assembly, you've got the breakdown is 60 Democrats, 19 Republican, and a lone independent. So it's not even a fair fight, Will. I mean, it's anybody that wants to represent a conservative viewpoint, I mean, forget it. The power of Governor Newsom and the Democrats is so overwhelming that the state is beside itself, although it's starting to, wake up a bit, because look what happened in the Bay Area, where you had that the school board that turned, I think, in a matter of weeks. The liberals there, just said, no, we're not going to buy into this CRT. This is a mess. We're going to take back our school board. So they've made a move. I think San Diego's also making a move. So there are some bright spots there, but we'll see what happens. But I don't know that California, if they have the capability and the structure enough, to ever come back, sadly.
Yeah, there's a lot there. I mean, one of the things that we see in my own kind of conservative opinion aside, I mean, this is not controversial in political science. What we're seeing right now is called mutual polarization, and it's especially stark on the left. So traditionally in the past, when you talk about a conservative district, like a South Dakota farming district, you mean that the Republican would beat the Democrat, who himself would be someone who'd worked in the unions and mining or something like that, a normal American, by about 10 points. Now you're regularly seeing blue and red districts where the candidate that is from the party popular in that state wins by 30 or wins by 50. I mean, you recently saw Liz Cheney in what was basically a Democrat versus Republican race lose by 37 percentage points. So that's happening more nationally. There are a lot of things that have to do with that, from kind of the great sort in where people live to this very partisan media like MSNBC, OAN, so on down the line, kind of shaping opinions that people have. Mm-hmm. So that's a reality. I also think in California specifically, you kind of schooled me on this a little bit offline, but you have to talk about these techniques that are being used, like modern ballot harvesting.
Right.
Where you see these elections. election operatives. I mean, the classic example of this actually came from Ilhan Omar's country up there in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. When you see election operatives posting videos of themselves in an SUV with 600 ballots in it, that's not an exaggeration. You can legally, in some states, mostly blue states, go door to door in something like a Somali immigrant community and ask to help people fill out their ballot and then take all those ballots to something like a drop box. This was actually the one argument against 2,000 mules, which is so crazy that it's worth thinking about a little bit, but which is technically valid. The argument is, well, we don't know if those were stolen votes because there's no legal limit in many places on the number of votes you can go around and pick up. So that's the kind of thing that tends to swing Orange County from, you know, red to blue. But yeah, just that polarization in general is increasing, and it's increasing at the same time that the political parties are spending a lot more. So you now have that last sentence, but you now have that situation where if you lose an election, you might see someone like Biden just do package after package. I mean, quote unquote, COVID relief, Green New Deal, inflation reduction, student loan bailouts. And at the end of that, we're, you know, $8 trillion more in debt. And then your team tries again the next time in another polarized race.
Yeah. And, you know, the problem that we have here, Will, is that we're not learning, you know, from this. I mean, from one administration to the next. I mean, the idea is that hopefully from the lessons that you have, you know, from the previous administration, that you would learn and be able to go forward. But what happens because of, you know, you and I have discussed this before, because of the siloed nature of the political process and where we are right now, nobody's talking to one another. And so now you got Joe Biden coming on and he's reinventing the wheel. And wait a minute, this is just absolute idiocy that's taking place. I mean, things that we learned under Donald Trump, I thought we learned a lot of good things, that we could be energy independent, that we could secure our border and it could be win-win for everybody, even the immigrants coming in, that they could be properly serviced and taken care of. Middle East peace was about ready to break out. International security was in fair hands. But no, because of the ideology and the divide between the two parties or such is like, you know, the Democrats and Joe Biden can't even begin to consider any good thing that was done previously. And I mean, any business professor, anybody with any kind of business chops would tell you that you don't fix something that's not broken, that you enhance the things that are working and you de-emphasize and then try to do the best you can to remedy. And it's tough to do it in 4 years. I get it, especially with this type of government in which is that we operate in. But I think it's for good reason. But if we're not learning from the previous administration to advance it to the next one and we're starting all over again, I mean, we're idiots.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, actually, and it's kind of a wonky one that you can dig into for a while. But just very basically, I mean, what you said is correct, that if you're governing by executive order in this time of extreme polarization, what you're going to have is a risk that every incoming president is going to undo what the previous president did. And I mean, since we both slant a bit to the right, I mean, let's look at Biden and then Trump. Well, you could do this with any two presidents, mm-hmm. But I mean, Donald Trump, you know, interesting guy, had some antics. But in terms of, say, immigration, the basic Trump ideas remain in Mexico. Let's consider building a border wall. We're going to be really harsh on these, quote unquote, asylum claims, these fake asylum claims from people from countries like Mexico and Guatemala and Poland. There's not a war going on there, Bill. So, I mean, he had these immigration ideas, and a lot of them were done by presidential fiat, because these days it's very hard to get something through the Senate with that 60-plus filibuster-proof majority.
Right.
So that means that as soon as Joe Biden comes in, he can undo all this stuff. I mean, I know he took out Remain in Mexico.
Yes, right.
Remain in Mexico obviously was a joint U.S.-Mexican policy where if you're migrating, if you're in one of these caravans, quote-unquote, you're coming north, you're going to encounter Mexican or even U.S. soldiers, basically, at some point in Mexico, and your quote asylum claim is going to be processed there. So with that undone and with building stopped on, you know, what could have been the wall, although Trump, quite frankly, didn't build a wall either, but you now have that flood of guys that you used to have just coming to the border. If no one stops you in another country, and if there's no wall at the border, that means you walk into the country and you encounter La Migra, Migration Services. So that's the result not of an unchangeable historical force, which is the way immigration is often talked about in the Times or the Post. That's the result of a specific politician undoing a specific policy. And, I mean, the same thing's going to happen to Joe Biden. I mean, many, many Biden initiatives have been similarly performed via executive order or via some kind of trickery in the House. And when, I mean, we've seen the power of the courts plays a role, too. I mean, Roe was just overturned. But when DeSantis comes in, all of that's going to be removed. That creates what's called a perverse incentive where you try to spend as much as possible because you're not taking that money back while you're in office. So, like, Biden's accomplishments, when you talk about them, they're not things of the Bush or even Obama variety, like, you know, won the Iraq War or something like that. They're essentially just spending initiatives. Like, if you ask Joe Biden what he's done, the few times he takes questions from the press, he'll say things like Inflation Reduction Act. Like, the goal is to spend as much money as possible to get initiatives started before you're ushered out of office. And I think that's true across the political spectrum.
And meanwhile, he's leaving us bankrupt. I want to switch gears here. We've got about 2.5 minutes left, Will, if it's okay. Regarding, you know, this tweet that you put out regarding the most high-profile recent U.S. and U.K. narratives of racial conflict that have turned out to be largely or entirely falsified. Break that down for our audience, if you would. 2 minutes left.
Well, yeah, so I wrote a book called Hate Crime Hoax, as you know. I think you were one of the reviewers for this book.
Yes.
But I made the basic point that most of these high-profile narratives, not like every case of fist fight at a club or something, but these high-profile narratives of racial conflict, I mean, Jussie Smollett, Erica Thomas, Covington Catholic, Yasmin Saweed, you know, the terrible attack at Air Force Academy, so on, almost all of them, and this was even true for some of the stuff on the right, like the Obama campaign worker who claimed McCain workers beat her up as, you know, a left-wing biracial woman, all of them turned out to be fake. I mean, Bubba Wallace, sorry, who had the noose in his NASCAR.
Yeah. Yes.
But every one of, like, the top 20 turned out to be a fake. And so I wrote about this, and I asked, why is this? Well, the book's still available on Amazon, but why does this keep happening? And I came up with a whole bunch of theories. We're rewarding victimization. What prompted that tweet was that this just happened twice more. So, I mean, about a year ago in Canada, there was a mass rioting because of this claim that one of what are called the native residential schools, which took Indian and sometimes poor white trappers' kids, and maybe the schools were a little harsh, but kind of raised them in that Catholic tradition. Now, this was the thing that went on to about the 1970s. But the claim was that one of the schools had been kind of isolated, and they'd basically been killing kids. The 200 bodies had been found in a mass grave. And it was some horror movie stuff, and there were riots and some attacks on the church, because we all know what's happened with priests before and so on. But the problem was that it didn't happen. The entire claim was based on one left-leaning scientist surveying the grounds of the school and saying that there were 200 disturbances under the ground. But when I and other people started talking to friends in our academic departments that use this technology, it's called LIDAR, or it's called ground scanning radar, we found out that those disturbances were probably just rocks and tree roots. It's almost impossible there were 200 people buried there. There only been 40 kids that died in the whole history of the school. That's too many, but there weren't hundreds of kids hidden somewhere.
Exactly. Got to leave it right there, Will. Dr. Wilfred Riley, thank you.
Watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles?
Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.